I hope that worked.
No, always, 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 always.
Before or after?
Well, are we talking about like the delay or you going, hello?
Me going hello.
Oh yeah, I always let you do that first. Always.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, my track's always a wee bit longer than yours.
As in it starts.
So when I'm...
That's because there's delay between this here. So when the person that's counting down is going to start like milliseconds before the other person.
No, I always start before you. It doesn't matter. It's not important at all. Hello. How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fucking sweating right now. It is so hot here at the moment. It is verging on unbearable. If I'm being honest.
Well, it's been raining here for the last 2 days non-stop until about 1 o'clock today.
Okay, well, I'll take mine over that any day. Yeah. To be fair.
Question.
Go on.
It's all over the news about the Spanish protests. And is that with you?
Spanish protests about what?
Is it not on the news over there?
Well, I don't watch the news because it's in Spanish.
So, in Barcelona, there's protests about tourists in the city centre. And the locals are going around squirting people with water guns in protest because tourists are raising their cost of living.
Yeah, inflation and all that jazz. Well, like, realistically... I'm not necessarily contributing to that because I make a Spanish wage, but I know loads of people who are over here like working remotely, and that's fucking the whole economy.
No, it's not.
It is. That's the way I see us contributing to inflation, because like if they work for, say, the Netherlands or Ireland and they live in Spain and they make a wage from the Netherlands or Ireland, which is arguably higher than a wage from Spain, they therefore have more money to pay for things, and that gradually makes things a little bit more expensive because they become a little bit more in demand, and these people have the money to spend, and therefore the prices rise and the people who live and work here don't have the money to pay for it.
I see your logic, but it's bigger than that.
Yeah, I know it comes from the big boys at the top, but like from a point of like responsibility, I feel like that's what we're probably most responsible for.
Like a government sets inflation. It's not like we make it. A government makes inflation to stop people from spending.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Look it up.
Okay.
Actually,
I will.
No, I'm going to do that now because I know. That's how it works. That's how inflation works. If the government feels that people aren't saving or... What is it? I'm going to look it up because I know the government sets it up. Okay, you continue while I type really slowly.
Someone in your job surely should type quicker.
Yeah.
What did we last leave off on? I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
What we talked about fears.
Yeah. Pre-birthday. Did I tell you about my birthday at all?
I believe you did.
Did I tell you about how decrepitating my hangover was? Decrepitating? Is that the word I'm looking for?
No.
Decrepit.
No.
I didn't tell you about it.
No.
I was quite literally on death's doorstep for the entire day.
Oh, you did say that you had the worst hangover.
It was so, so bad. Amber and I went for like a couple of... Oh, the last night we recorded, I was going to collect Amber from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So Amber came the night before my birthday, we went to get some pizza and then we were going to go for a few drinks. And then we ended up with this like ragtag group of people that I kind of knew that we picked up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended with us lying in the grass in the park at 7 o'clock in the morning on my birthday.
Interesting.
Yeah, we need to reconnect with nature before we went home. At the time, it seemed like the most reasonable idea we'd ever had, but now I can see it may not have been.
No, I don't think so. It may have also contributed to your how you're feeling in the morning.
I do recall lying next to her and looking up at the sky, and it was just like, you know, like nice and pink and blue and the sun had just risen, and saying, this is the best birthday morning I've ever had. And then we went home and I woke up at like 1 o'clock in the day and I was like, this is the worst I've ever felt in my entire life.
Stop.
Yeah, it was crippling. All I wanted was my mom.
Yeah, I've had a birthday since also.
I know, how was your birthday? It was on Saturday.
It was good. Kind of quiet, like, didn't. Yeah. I was going to do, like, a big thing at the house. And then, for whatever reason, all my friends always go away or do something the week of my birthday, or there's a big concert on. Always.
Yeah, you told me that. There is always a big concert on that weekend.
Yeah, so I just did something. What did I do? Went out for food. You know the Carlingford Brewery? Have you been to it?
Yeah.
Went there.
Yeah, pizza place.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's class.
Yeah,
it's really class. You know they do wee weddings there?
Yeah, I've seen that. There's another like function room, not there, but...
Yeah, like down behind it, kind of.
Yeah,
that's cool.
What else?
Any birthday madness? Any reconnecting with nature at 7 a.m. in the park?
Absolutely not. I'd say I was in bed for... Fuck. I was in bed early. Like 10 o'clock, I was in bed. Happy out.
Well, fair enough. Once you're happy. I am off the drink at the minute.
Since when? Since your birthday?
No, not... Well, that's the last time I was drunk. But I officially signed off of drinking alcohol last Sunday.
Oh.
No, Sunday before last. Today's Thursday. So I'll be like 2 weeks off it this weekend.
I'm so proud.
Thank you. And I did have 2 drinks last Friday night, I will be honest. But I needed them.
Why? You should have just had nothing there.
Well, look, how do I explain? Well, have you found your inflation facts yet? You can't find what you've just said is true, so you can't.
No, I can't.
You can't find a single thing to back up what you just said. So you can come back to us with that next week.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Yeah, do a little bit of homework, because that sounds like complete bullshit to me. I do believe that the government put tax on certain things because they believe they can make more money off it.
Yeah, but also the banks as well and their interest rates. So they control spending by that as well.
Yeah, I totally agree that they control spending by that, but they control spending by that so that they make more money, not just to create inflation.
Yeah.
I had some very in-depth conversations with Amber and her parents about politics, and I realised that my views are very, very one-sided.
Are they the Brits?
Yeah.
Well, they're always going to be very different.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily agree with some of their opinions, but I had never even considered that they possibly existed before.
Like what?
Like they were much more liberal in their thinking about things than I am.
Like, example?
I'm not going to get into it now because it's kind of long, and I just sort of said that and I didn't really think about anybody else hearing it, but yeah. What was I saying? Off the drink. June 75 soft. What? Do you know what this is?
No.
Why has nobody in the world heard about this except me? I felt like everyone and their mother was doing
No, you actually told me about this. It's about cutting out alcohol, drinking more water, and exercising.
Yeah, like, yeah, loads of... Let's see, I have a list here. Okay, wake up before 8 a.m. every day. Sleep before midnight every night. Drink 2 liters of water every day. Eat 3 meals a day. Vary what I'm cooking. Now, these rules are kind of made up by me. Do you know, like, I've written these down. Like, read 10 pages of a book every day. 45 minutes of exercise every day. Pick up a new hobby. Only drink alcohol on special occasions. So, like, some of them, like the water one and the... What's it called? Reading 10 pages of a book, 45 minutes of exercise a day. They're kind of set. And mm-hmm. the other ones I made up myself, more or less. But once I started doing it, I kind of realized that I'm just giving myself credit for stuff that I was already doing.
Example?
Like, I do exercise for 45 minutes every day and I just didn't realize it. I do... get up before 8 o'clock now because I have to get up at 5 for work, and when you get up at 5 all week you can't sleep past 8 at the weekend.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of weird. I like it though, I love being up early. I'm just not very good at it.
I like it, but I'm not very good at it.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it's fair.
Oh, I was on a horse today.
Random. Continue.
Yeah, I was on a horse today. We took the kids to the farm. And the farm was the saddest place I've ever been in my entire life. Right? Last week we took them to the zoo. 6 teachers, 45 kids. Absolute hell on earth. It was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
This week we were taking them to the farm. I was like, oh, so cute. And in my head I'm picturing Newgrange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's a fair enough assumption to make.
Yep.
So, Newgrange is a farm near where Ryan and I come from, with, like, it's like a, is it like a petting farm kind of vibes? Is that what you call it?
I haven't actually been to it, but I know what it is.
I went so many times as a kid, it was one of my favourite places. But, like, they don't have animals that are functional for a farm. They have like puppies and kittens and like baby goats and shit. You know, I think it's a farm that people like, it's probably functional as a farm, and this is like a small part of it that we go to see, which has like the cute animals that kids learn about in school and like a bit of a playground mm-hmm. and stuff. But like, I'm picturing green space, I'm picturing outside, I'm picturing we hold a few cute animals and then we go home. We pulled up into this industrial estate. Yeah. And we went in a little side door in a concrete wall into what I can only describe as hell for horses. It was so heartbreakingly sad. And like, I was walking around it and the kids were so happy, which was the hardest part. And like, I was just thinking, this is so fucking cruel. These animals have no room. Like, there was 25 horses all in stalls that weren't big enough for them to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no space for them to lie down. No, like, they looked like... Now, I don't know how clean a farm is supposed to be. I know I come from the countryside, but, like, I'm not a farmer. I don't come from a farming background. I don't come from a horse riding background, whatever. But like, these stalls didn't look like they'd been cleaned today or yesterday. Like, they were dirty.
Mm-hmm.
There was puppies in a little fucking... Like a stall for a horse, but smaller. And like, no lights on with them. There's flies all over them. It was really, really fucking sad. There was one thing full of chickens, and there was a peacock in there, and the peacock couldn't even open his tail because the thing that they were in was too small.
So it was
basically
a zoo that they got off Wish.
Yeah, well, it looked to me like a horse riding school.
Yeah.
Like, there was loads of kids there, and they all kind of seemed to keep their horse there. Now, when I told my dad about this, he was like, yeah, but sure, they have to be taking them horses out somewhere, like, all the time. Don't be worrying about it. But I think he just convinces himself that these things are true so that he doesn't have to feel bad about them.
Yeah.
Do you know, or like a sense of responsibility. But like, when I tell you, we were just off a main road in the literal middle of an industrial estate. There was a field out to one side, but the fields are all full of fruit trees. So like, this place where they're taking these horses out to be happy and free, I can't see where it existed. But sorry, I'm getting off topic. Yeah, I was on a horse.
Oh God. That did get off topic.
Yeah, it was really sad. I was really upset for most of the day. I was actually very angry, and I was quite angry at my boss because I was like, how the fuck can you be bringing us here? And like, having kids' parents pay to contribute to keep this place open. Like, this is a fucking joke.
I kind of feel like that was zoos.
Bro, the zoo makes me so upset. And last week, I was really annoyed by the fact that we were going to the zoo, and then this today just blew that out of the fucking water.
Yeah, no, it is sad.
Like at least the zoo is like a well, it doesn't make it better, but it's a well kept, pretty looking, the animals are well looked after, and their spaces are not big enough because they're not the fucking wild, but they're like large.
Yeah, there's some standards, you know, set.
Yeah, there's some standard of living that, like, people are going there, and, like, I was frightened almost by the place I was in today, to be honest.
Mm.
And I think, like, in Ireland, we just have such a high standard for our animals. Do you know what I mean? Like, animal rights in Ireland is massive, and I know there are people who abuse that, but there are also people there to enforce them on those people. Whereas here, it just seems like you can do whatever the fuck you want and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Spain in general is quite lackadaisy on a lot of things.
I could agree or disagree there. You could say anything about that and I could be like, yeah, because I actually don't know. I know that they do the bull thing.
Yeah.
Did you know they kill the bull?
Yeah.
Oh, they spear him through the head. How is that allowed?
Tradition.
How is that allowed? And four of them every time they do it. There's one of them in Valencia, like in the centre, right beside fucking Primark and Pull&Bear, is like this big massive bull ring.
We'll never... I'm not going to try justify it because I don't think I can. But
no, I don't think we can either in this day and age.
But I'm sure someone from there will try justify it because that's what their traditions brought up to think is okay.
Sorry, we have to wait 1 second because it's getting dark and you can't see me anymore.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was about. Did your light go off? Oh, you...
No, the sun went down.
Stop.
What do you mean, stop?
It just came almost out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, it's still, like, bright outside, but in here it just seems to be very dark.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, sorry. So you were saying people's tradition and stuff. Yeah, I know. Like, there's always going to be people who'll defend it. It's like us defending drinking all the time. You know, it's just what we do. Don't get so hung up about it. But, like, it's very, very jarring to me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I can justify Well, it's even hard to justify killing an animal that is going to be S. But to like, kill something for like a sport.
Just for sport, like, it's madness.
Yeah.
But then people in Ireland shoot.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. But yeah, I was on a horse and I like ran around and stuff. I'll show you a video later.
Do
you? It was really fun. It was really, really fun.
Have you gone horse riding before? I'd imagine you have. No?
No, never. Nope.
I thought you'd be all over that.
I do have that air about me, but yeah. No.
Okay.
I always thought it was the teeth. What?
Nothing.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a very mean joke about myself. Yeah. What other news? Yeah, the 45 kids on the school tour thing. See, in the zoo last Thursday. I thought I was going to die before I get home. Felt like we were there for like 3 days. I think we were there for 4 hours.
Is it a big zoo?
Bigger than... I don't know. I really don't know. How big is a zoo? How long is a piece of string? Not a clue. It felt big that day.
You're probably there, like, yeah, with kids. That sounds like hell.
I was responsible. Yeah. I was responsible for 7 4-year-old girls. And it was like wrangling crocodiles, to be honest. By the end, I was like...
herding cats.
But yeah, by the end, I was like, I did think to myself for a minute, this is going to make me a fantastic parent, because there have been so many times today that I've wanted to hit a child.
Yeah.
And I've resisted. But it also made me think, why would anyone ever choose to have one of these? One would be easier than 7, I suppose. 7 was a lot.
Yeah. Could have been worse. Could have been 7 boys.
Yeah.
I think boys that age are just more hard work. They start climbing things, start throwing stones. Look,
do you think these girls weren't climbing things? One of them was almost in with the fucking rhinos, because it's this zoo called Biopark, so there's no glass in loads of the thingies. Anyway, was beside the point. I hate the zoo. I hate the farm. I don't know where we're going next week, but I know the week after that we're going to fucking, what's the thing called, Oceanographic. Again, I hate it.
Why? For the same sort of reason?
Yeah, it's stop imprisoning these animals just for your own fucking curiosity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when we went to the zoo in Amsterdam, just before I moved home. I hadn't been to the zoo since I was a kid, and I was like so excited that it was going to be so cool and whatever. And then we got there and it was the saddest thing I've ever seen. Like, Amsterdam Zoo is really small.
Mm-hmm.
And like the enclosures are really, really small. And it just made me so unbelievably sad. And I just thought to myself, like, these animals are not designed to live here. And, like, just because we have the money to kidnap them and get them here, we think it's okay to do that.
We've really gone down a bit of a rabbit hole here, haven't we?
About the animals. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a bit riled up about it at the moment. I was in Italy. I got robbed.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Did you get robbed?
No, I didn't get robbed. But on my last night there... me and Amber sat up and we were chatting at the table, and then we went to bed at, like, we heard all these weird noises outside, and I'm fucking brainwashed from living in Valencia, because when I heard them, I was like, oh, it's just fireworks, like, don't worry about it. We went out, we had a little look, and I was like, nothing to worry about. Went to bed, Amber's dog started to bark. I was like, do you think there's something wrong with Lola? And she was like, what? And I was like, do you think we're getting burgled? And she was like, no. Woke up the next day, we had been getting burgled.
Stop.
Yeah. Scary. Have you ever been burgled?
Yeah, my van was robbed a couple of years ago.
Like, as in, you walked outside, went to unlock it, and it was gone? Or no, you walked outside and someone had been in it looking through it?
I woke up to a phone call at 9 o'clock from the guards saying, was I driving my van last night at 3 in the morning? And I was like, no. They're like, right, well, your van is in a industrial estate in Blaney.
Oh.
And I was like, no, that can't be. And then I looked out my window, van wasn't there.
Oh my God, it was robbed from Carrick. Yeah. I was imagining it being robbed from Dublin.
Yeah. I left my door open because Colm was working in Vanity and he was going to sleep on my couch. And how you got in was there's an electric gate that you needed to type a code in. And if you didn't get that, you can't come in. But your man that did it, and I know who it is, Danny Duffy, if I ever see you again. he waited outside the gate. Someone came in and he went in through that. And like
you know who robbed it?
Yeah, I know him.
Oh my God, sorry, I just screamed.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And anyways, so that was there. That van was in bits. In absolute bits. And then I thought the only way I could get this person back without kicking the shit out of him was to put up a Facebook status and name and shame him. And that's what I did. And then I got messages from him saying he'll give me €300 if I take it down. And all his friends saying he's trying to do better, you know, I've no right to go around telling people what he did.
Oh my God, people are whack.
People are whack. But yeah.
People are whack.
So.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he waited for Colm to go in and snuck in after him?
I don't know if he waited for Colm. Or he waited for another person, but you can't come in unless you open
you have this code.
And
interesting.
Yeah.
Shite. Well, yeah, we got burgled. I thankfully had. My mom has me so paranoid, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I think this paranoid is like just ingrained. This paranoia is just ingrained into my psyche and therefore affects like all of my day-to-day actions. When I am on holidays, do not sleep with any of my stuff outside my room, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll sleep with my passport under my pillow, like.
No.
Yeah, no, I know.
My mom has a different logic. And like, always, any keys, her purse, anything of value, she keeps downstairs right beside the door, the front door.
In case she needs to make a quick getaway.
No. If they get something valuable when they're downstairs, it'll stop them from going upstairs. So.
See, I don't have anything valuable. Like, no, that's not true. I have valuable things, and the valuable things would. Who is that dog and why is it barking so obnoxiously loud? But the valuable things that I have would like give people the impression that I have money to go along with them, but I don't ever have money, because if I have money, I buy one of these mm-hmm. things that I want. Do you know what I mean? So like, someone would see my handbag and like be like, okay, I'm gonna rob whatever's in this handbag, and there's nothing in it except like a box of cigarettes and some lip gloss.
But if your house is getting broken into, like, what they want is a car or a wallet or a purse, and they don't want to have to go upstairs, and you don't want them to go upstairs. So, like, I see the logic.
I'm going to start setting booby traps, I think.
Yeah, good idea.
There's nothing worse than getting robbed. I just think it's the fucking scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, have I any... Oh, the bus to Pisa Airport. Did I tell you about this? See my Snapchat story?
Don't recall.
We've gotten so off topic now. We're half an hour in. We haven't talked about anything. So Amber and I went to Venice for our first night. It absolutely torrentially rained. We were walking around ankle deep in disgusting Venice street water. And then we woke up the next day and it was beautiful. Have you ever been to Venice?
No, love to go though.
The waiters are exceptionally attractive. The place is absolutely, like, overrun with tourists.
Yeah.
It was like, it's a beautiful place, but like, fuck that. Don't go in the summer. It was really pretty though. Then we went to Perugia, which is like a city in the center near where Amber's parents have their place. And I would move there. Out of the cities I've been to in Italy, I would move there. The people were really nice. Everyone spoke really good English. Vibes were great. Street drinking is like the way they like to go out, which I love. It was like Galway. It was like Galway, but in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Real old, that kind of vibe. Then on the last night after we got robbed, I went to Florence by myself because I was flying home from Pisa, and I love Florence. I've been there once before and I wanted to see it again. So I'm chilling. I got a bit of lunch. I walked around Florence by myself, bought a few little souvenirs, whatever. Then I was getting this bus to Pisa Airport. So I had to come out of the center to get the bus, which is like an hour and a half then to Pisa. I booked the ticket, whatever. I got to the bus station. Couldn't see anywhere where this like bus stop for this company I'd booked with was. Then a busload of police officers pull up beside me and they're all piling off the bus, and one of them standing and he's whatever. So I went over and I asked him, could he speak English? He said yes. Because in my mind I was like, don't they have kind of like a duty to like help me out? No?
No.
This is an auditory platform. He's shaking his head at me. Alright, okay. Well, I went over to him. I asked, could he speak English? He said, yeah. I was telling him my tale of woe. And he was like, oh, I'll help you find your bus stop. So this nice police officer and me are walking around. And we're chatting. And he's showing me where to go. Then he finds a bus stop. And the bus at the bus stop says Florence to Pisa Airport. But nowhere on it does it say that it's the company that I booked the ticket with or anything like that. And this nice police officer and the bus driver are speaking to each other in Italian. And he's saying, she has a ticket to go to Pisa Airport. And he's saying, yeah, no bother. And then the bus driver says, come on, get on the bus, right? To me. And I go to show him my ticket and he just waves his hand at me like, no, it doesn't matter. So I get on this bus. I'm half an hour early. And I'm thinking to myself, there was no doubt in my mind that other people were going to show up between this and half an hour's time when the bus left. No one else showed. Me and the bus driver.
Oh, why?
Pulling out to Pisa Airport on this disgusting, dirty old rattly bus, right? And in my mind, I was like, if ever there was a time that I thought there was a strong possibility I could be abducted, this is definitely top of the list. So I made a TikTok. Because I was like, if I tell anybody about this now, I'm just going to freak them out, right? And if I go missing, what are they going to be able to do about it anyway?
Well, the police officer is going to be a witness. He's going to know the bus, the number of the bus. I reckon they would have found your body.
Well, I was thinking, when this scenario was unraveling in my head, I was thinking the bus driver and the police officer were in cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, fair.
You know, I was thinking the police officer was like, you know, waiting for, I fell right into his trap of this shady bus with this singular man bus driver, you know, and he stood around looking all friendly and approachable at the bus depot waiting for someone to, anyway, I didn't get kidnapped. I got to Pisa Airport, everything was fine. Then I was obviously last call onto the plane yet again. I don't know how that happens every time. But there was a girl I know on the plane. She lives in Valencia. I work with her boyfriend. And I didn't even see her. She was like, were you not getting really annoyed when we were sitting on the tarmac for an hour waiting to take off? I was asleep the entire time. I didn't even know. We were delayed for an hour and a half.
Stop.
Literally didn't even notice. Yeah, so that was, then I got the metro home from the airport and there was like a load of teenage boys with a budgie. Uncaged.
That is bizarre.
Just like in their hand. And in the one day I had this story about, like, I put up a video of me on the bus and like the fact that there was no one else on it on my private story. And then I put up a picture of the bird on the metro. And someone swiped up and was like, Jesus, you get yourself into some fucked up situation.
That's a strange day.
Yeah, it was. I think that's all. Oh, did I tell you I had the vomiting bug as well last weekend?
Same.
Yeah, and I really took the piss out of you last week for that.
I don't even remember that conversation we had. And then you were like, earlier on, you were like, you were so moody.
You were not happy.
No.
You were not happy at all.
No.
And I felt like a target. But I think it was just because I rang you.
I think it was because I was trying to tell you I'm sick and unwell, and then you proceeded to tell me your whole life story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you should have just said go away.
I was sick, unwell, and I didn't want to. I don't know.
You see, what I was getting from that, okay, I can see where the mix-up happened now. What I was getting from that was you were feeling sorry for yourself and you wanted someone to talk to.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense. Yeah. Why didn't you just tell me to piss off?
I don't know.
Well, now you know for again. Because I dragged that conversation out because I was like, oh, poor Ryan, he's really lonely. He's so sick and sad.
No, Ryan was more like, I need to go to sleep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You should have said.
I should have.
Honesty's the best policy.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Okay, finally, we're on to our topic. There's actual sweat running down the back of my neck right now. It's so hot. Delightful.
Right, topic.
We're talking about sexy professions this week.
What has the consensus been?
Well, let's talk about ourselves for initially, right? My perception of what an attractive profession is has changed as I've grown up. Oh my god, I forgot to tell people that I quit smoking and I expect my medal in the post soon.
It's on the way, don't worry.
Oh my god, I stopped, and by smoking I mean vaping, because to be honest I could take or leave cigarettes, but when I got the vomiting bug last Saturday I was like unable to smoke, went to a rave on Sunday, unable to drink or smoke. Oh my god, I forgot to talk about that rave. It was really weird and in the middle of nowhere. Couldn't drink or smoke. Then Monday was still a bit fragile. By Tuesday I was just being stubborn, and now I'm like, well, obviously I can't go back to vaping now, but I really want to all the time. I've replaced it with Coke Zero, but Coke Zero's just not as accessible as a couple of puffs of a vape, you know?
No, I replaced mine with mints.
Yeah. When did it get really hard?
The first time you go to a shop in the morning on the way to work and you have a decision to make when you're paying for your coffee and there's vapes staring at you.
No, see, I don't have that.
Yeah, so that for me, that's the big one.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. No, mine is, I feel like I have actually used it to somehow deflect from how insecure I am in like social situations or like in public. Do you know, because the time I find myself reaching for it is when I'm in public and I'm on my own and I don't have anything to do.
Yeah, Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but other than that, I haven't been too bad, to be honest. But anyway, sorry, sexy professions. My perception of what an attractive profession is has changed as I've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that change, like, what is considered sexy may more be what is considered useful in a partner as I'm an adult.
That's logical. I like it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, whereas when I was a kid, a teenager or whatever, I would have thought, like, police or the army was, like, really hot. Now I'd lean more towards, like, a chef or, like...
Really?
Yeah, yeah, because that's useful to me.
Yeah.
Do you know, what the fuck good is, like, a police or an army officer?
Yeah. Well, speeding tickets.
There's nothing you can do about them anymore.
Oh, there is.
That day is over. If you're done by the speed van, you're fucked. You're fucked. If they pull you over, you're fucked as well.
No, you're not.
If they pull you over.
Yeah.
Thank God, I've never been caught for speeding. Isn't that crazy? Then how do you know? You've absolutely no evidence to back this up.
Yes, I do.
Sounded to me like the government invents inflation. I don't know. I think it was the uniform thing, though. I think a lot of girls have that.
Yeah. No, uniforms are definitely a thing. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Is that like... Okay, so let's break it down, right? For women, the attractive uniformed people are like people of authority.
Yeah.
Do you know, like police, army, firefighter, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For men, the uniformed people are more likely to be like caregivers.
Like nurses.
Mm.
Teachers.
See, is that a uniform? It's not really, like.
No, I guess not.
Look, I don't understand where that teacher thing came out of, because I'm a teacher and there's nothing fucking sexy about this job.
No, I think
nothing at all.
Teachers are red flags. That would be one of my red flags.
Why?
Just. All they do is talk about kids that they teach. They have different holidays than you. So they are going to be off for the whole summer while you're not.
Why is that a red flag?
Well, they're going to be... They have the whole summer off to go on holidays while you will likely have to stay at work for those.
It's giving trust issues.
No, definitely not trust issues.
That's giving trust issues. And it's also giving commitment issues. They always talk about kids. Nothing wrong with always talking about kids.
No, not kids, but the kids that they're teaching.
Yeah, that is true. I do talk about the kids that I teach a lot, and I'm like a entry, like I'm a fake teacher, more or less, you know. I don't know what someone did say something that made sense about the teacher thing, that like they obviously have a couple of people commented on that they'd be very patient as a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other people said something like they're good with kids, which is like a green flag and someone you want to be with for a long time, for people who want kids, obviously. Then what was the other thing? They have lots of spare time to like do stuff, like to have time together and all that kind of jazz.
I think teachers work in a like relationship, work well with other teachers.
Yeah, and I think particularly primary school teachers are generally attracted to other primary school teachers.
Yeah, fact.
But they just have very similar personality types.
Yeah.
You know, and those are personality types that are like a bit malleable and willing to work with others because they spend their whole fucking day compromising. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what? So, sexy professions. Go. What are yours?
Probably things like pretty boring, like a nurse or a doctor.
Yeah, but is that because of like the caregiver thing again?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, like it's, I feel like that's some sort of like gender stereotype.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like the like women in, on some subconscious level want someone else to be in charge and therefore are attracted to these like authority figures, and men want someone to look after them and that's why they're attracted to these like caregiving.
Yeah, in some cases types. But it's a thing where girls are attracted to like lads in like Snickers, like that's a thing. And there's girls that are attracted to like farmers in dirty overalls and wellies, like that's a thing as well.
Yeah, no, I know this. The Snickers thing is, I've thought quite a lot about this one because it's one that also became attractive as you get older rather than when you're young,
mm-hmm.
because they're always kind of dirty and like
hard working.
Don't like dirt.
They're out working hard.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Hard working, physical, manual labor.
Yeah.
Manual labor. This is the thing. Snickers did come up quite a lot, but only from Irish people.
Oh, it's definitely an Irish thing, like, definitely.
Yeah, it is an Irish thing, but I think that's the hard-working thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
And also, they're useful. They're useful.
Yeah.
That's why you're not attracted to them when you're younger, and you start to become attracted to them when you're older, because you think to yourself, you know, he has loads of pockets, and those pockets contain things that can fix stuff in my house, and that's pretty hot.
I'm liking the logic, Hannah. I'm liking the logic.
Yeah, well, that's the way I look at it. Maybe I've just become pragmatic as I've gotten a bit older. Yeah, so I would probably say for me, a chef, the Snickers thing is quite attractive, but doesn't, I think it's a bit, let me see, if you were attracted to every fella in Ireland who wore Snickers, you'd just be attracted to like 90% of the male population, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, it's not a specific enough criteria anymore.
What about a paramedic?
No. They deal with too much death.
Fireman?
In Ireland, I've never seen a hot one, but here they're gorgeous. Here they are, very sexy.
I'm trying to think what...
Did I ever tell you about when I was on the metro and I met the two firefighters?
No.
Oh. I was only telling someone this story the other day. I was coming from the airport, right? And there was these two fellas got on the metro. They were carrying like what looked like a pizza box, but they had just come out of the airport. And I was like, what the hell? And I could hear them speaking a little bit in English to someone else. And they sat across from me and I was like, what the hell is in that box? And where the fuck have you taken it from? And they were telling me it's like this cake thing that comes from Majorca. And then we were chatting away for ages. It was all really nice. Like they were really nice. And then they asked me what I did for a living and I told them I was a teacher. That was fine. And then I obviously asked them back, as like social etiquette entails. And they told me they were firefighters. And I just felt my face go bright red. For the whole conversation, I held my own. There was two of them. There was one of me. I held my own the entire time. And once I found out they were firefighters, I felt my face go purple and I couldn't form a sentence again after that.
Stop.
And they were good looking men, but they were good looking men the whole way through the conversation and it made no difference. It was very embarrassing. I'm going to go red again thinking about it.
You do look a bit red, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how people do this all the time.
Like, honestly, you look very red right now.
I am red. I'm embarrassed thinking about it. I forget what we were talking about before, and now I just keep reliving that moment over and over and over and over.
Any weird ones come up? Or?
Weird ones. Now, see, the most sent in one for an attractive female profession was ring girl or dancer.
No.
How fucking realistic is that?
No. To be honest, like, for me, the opposite. I think
so. Like, you couldn't be with someone who did OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
Like, is that the reason?
No.
Is that the reason? Because it's like
nothing to do with that. I just look at the girls that do the ring girls and think you look kind of tacky.
Oh, okay. Some people like tacky, though.
Yeah. That's what you're into.
Yeah, I did see that and I just thought, like, what fucking hope is there for any of us?
Yeah.
But, you know, like come off the fucking stage all the same.
What about, any sport professions come up?
No, I thought footballer was going to be, like, such a big one.
Yeah, football.
Boxing.
Rugby player, although.
I think rugby's hot.
Yeah.
I think rugby's hot. But I went to UCD.
What does that have to do with?
It's kind of like just the thing there. Do you know what I mean? Do you know the way, like, a GA in Ireland is such a big thing? Like, say, if you play on a really good Gaelic team.
Yeah.
That's, like, pretty cool. In UCD, it's rugby.
Yeah, because I'm sure GA, like, I know jersey pullers.
What does that mean?
It's girls that go out of their way to get with county players.
Oh, it's kind of like cab slag, but for, like, GA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. But, like, why? Now, I will say, I think I was born to be a wag. I think that was my destiny. You know, I had a dream about Victoria Beckham last week. Oh my God. It was like the best dream I've ever had in my entire life. I didn't want to wake up. I had this dream about me and Victoria Beckham. And we're standing outside some big house. And we were waving like this at a car as it drove away. And she was talking to me about my shoes. She said she really liked the shoes I was wearing. And I was like, oh my God, Victoria Beckham likes my shoes on the inside. And on the outside, I was like playing it cool, obviously. And so unimportant anyway. But I woke up from that dream and I was like, my destiny was to be a wag.
Maybe one day, Anna. Maybe one day.
I don't think so. I don't think I could. I have enough interest in football.
I don't think many wags do.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I also just want to be Victoria Beckham.
Can you sing?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can. Oh, then. Yeah,
but
just join a girl band.
I think I'm too old for a girl band.
No, I think you've maybe 2 years left to...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a good dancer. Anyway, we're getting off topic again. So, statistically, across the globe, for women, the most attractive goes firefighter, builder, police officer, doctor, mechanic, paramedic, musician, electrician, farmer, lawyer.
I see the logic. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So firefighter is the like savior complex thing, I imagine. Builder, really useful. Police officer, it's the uniform. Doctor, smart with money. Mechanic, is that the useful thing? Is that the Snickers trousers thing?
Similar, yeah.
I'd say so. Paramedic, I just don't get that one.
I think it's similar to firefighter.
Very admirable profession, but like, Jesus, that's a lot of trauma to deal with.
That is true. But same with like nurses and doctors.
Yeah. But like paramedics are like right there on the front line, yeah, at the scene of the crime. Like, that's fucked. Musician? We're making faces at each other. I don't really get it.
No. Now, I do like someone that can sing. Like, I find that attractive. But to say...
Oh, having a talent is attractive, of course. But to be a musician, I think, would be a red flag for me.
Possibly, yeah.
Do you know? Now, and we're saying red flag as in, like, we hear this and we know nothing about the person. We're, like, on date one. Do you know? So it's easy to make a judgment that being a musician would be a red flag. Maybe if you got to know them, they're not the kind of person who would step out.
I think musicians have a bit of a bad rep anyways.
They do, and I also think they're faced with a lot of opportunities to fuck up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're presented with, like, countless opportunities to fuck up. And it's a very specific type of person who doesn't take an opportunity ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's different to not take an opportunity ever if it comes up randomly once every couple of years or something. But, like, every night on tour or some shit. Electrician, useful. Farmer, road frontage. Lawyer?
Yeah, smart. It's kind of like take home to your parents. He's a doctor or a lawyer. You know, that type thing.
Yeah, okay. Then the other one. Flight for, like, women ones. Flight attendant, nurse, secretary, teacher, actor, police officer, doctor, bartender, maid, singer.
They were shite.
I think the porn industry has had a huge influence on those, if I'm being honest. Like, flight attendant, nurse, secretary, teacher, police officer, maid. They're all like screaming porno to me.
Yeah.
And then actor.
But so then again,
firefighter.
Yeah.
Police officer.
Yeah. Like, yeah. 100% though. It's the exact same.
No. Yeah, no. But look at these lists in comparison. Firefighter, builder, police officer, doctor, mechanic, paramedic, musician, electrician, farmer, lawyer. So porn industry there is saying to me, firefighter and police officer for sure.
Doctor,
mechanic, maybe.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
Builder,
really?
Yeah.
Plumber more.
I think builder is a bit of a...
When are you going to find yourself on a construction site?
No, builder is...
So much noise.
Yeah. I think builder is like a broad term for a construction worker.
Maybe. But like, on the other... So say builder. firefighter, builder, police officer, doctor, mechanic, 5 out of 10. And then in the other one, flight attendant, nurse, secretary, teacher, police officer, doctor, maid, 7. Like, how real? And then outside of that, you have actor, bartender, and singer. How realistic is actor or singer? No. Does this not seem worrying to you? This seems really worrying to me, this list.
Not really, no. Can't say I'm too concerned.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Okay, I suppose. Least sexy profession. Do you want to guess what it is? I never would have got it. This.
Male or female?
Gender neutral.
Office worker? Something office?
No. I would have thought this one was kind of hot if I found out someone did this, but maybe that's just me.
Go on. Chef?
No. Judge.
That was the least.
Yeah, for both genders.
Stop. I think it's kind of hot. Like, see Judge Judy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love the woman with a hammer. Judge Judy.
Class. Wow, okay. She's an animal.
I hate her. She is an animal, though. Okay. I just can't stand her. She wrecks my head.
I think she's brilliant.
She wrecks my head. Okay, we have a couple. Oh, we look at the polls really quick. We're running so long. I'm sorry, I shited on for so long there at the beginning. Okay, so in our polls, the most common ones that I got for like a man's job as a response were anything that involves scrubs, police or army, and firefighter, right? So with anything that involves scrubs, we got like doctor and dentist and vet. Dentist. Quite a lot. Yeah, dentist.
Okay.
But I think it's the scrubs. I think it's the scrubs. Okay, so what do you think won?
Doctor.
26%. Police or army is our winner with 39%. And then firefighter with 35%. I've never seen a hot firefighter in Ireland. Never in my life. Firefighters here are quite attractive. Okay, then women's ones. We have nurse, teacher, and ring girl or dancer. That one pained me to put in, to be honest.
I've never heard any of the lads say, do you know what? I would love, you know, I'm going to see that ring girl there. I'm going to marry her.
When do you ever ask each other this, though?
Yeah, that's a really fair point.
Do you know, like, this conversation would come up amongst women quite, not often, but like most of what I send to my friends outside of funny shit is men doing hot jobs.
Oh.
Do you get what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like TikTok videos and stuff. I feel like lads don't do that. They kind of keep that stuff to themselves. My eyes twitching. Okay, nurse, teacher, ring girl or dancer?
Nurse.
29%. Ring girl or dancer, 25%. Teacher, 46%.
No.
46%. Landslide win. There is nothing sexy about being a teacher. Take that from me. I spent my whole Saturday night with my head in the toilet bowl last weekend because of those children. Like, no.
I'm with you.
There's nothing hot about it. At all. That's crazy. Okay, red flag professions. Bartender, DJ, personal trainer.
Yeah, I agree with all them.
Yeah, the next one after that, I think, was pilot.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can't remember what else came up. So this lawyer came up a little bit for a red flag. Really? One. I think only twice, and the argument was that they would be a good liar. I don't know. I can see it, though.
Yeah. I would more say, if anything, it'd be that they work long hours.
Yeah, I never even thought of that.
But look.
Okay, bartender, DJ, or personal trainer? I'm going DJ. I'm going DJ, personally.
As the biggest?
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ or bartender?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't date a bartender or a DJ.
Yeah.
No, not a chance. Because, like...
Would you kiss a DJ?
They're the biggest... I don't kiss and tell.
You just answered my question. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because by the time you interact with a DJ, you're already drunk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, you don't think at the time about this, but they're probably not as drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're...
You seem to know a lot about DJs.
I don't know what you're getting at. I think about these things quite often, right? About, like, the psychology of why this stuff works out the way it has, right? And the conclusion I've come to is they're the people in control of the situation that you're in at the time. Do you know what I mean? And when it comes to a bartender, like, they're the person that you have to interact with the most times while you're in whatever situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're attractive at the beginning, the more you drink, the better looking they're going to get. And if they're good crack, the more you drink, the better looking they're going to get as well. Do you know? And then they're also, like, in control of what you want at that time. And you can twist that then into they become the object of your attraction rather than what they're giving you. And then with the DJ thing, they're also in control of that situation. Do you know what I mean? They control the whole vibe. They control the whole vibe of wherever you are. Do you know what I mean? So if the vibe is good, that's thanks to them.
The bartender one, I see your logic. The DJ, if he's DJing...
Yeah,
you're not really gonna react.
I only mean
or interact. You get me?
No, you're not. DJs are massive flirts, though. So you probably don't you don't get this. I wouldn't say, because there aren't that many girl DJs. No.
Yeah.
Like, how could you count on one hand how many times you've flirted with a DJ?
One hand, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, I'm fairly certain every girl I know has flirted with a DJ more than two hands.
Okay.
More than two hands. And that's not, like, it's just the workings of the world, man. It's just the way shit goes. I would have said DJ. Bartender, 22%. DJ, 34%. Personal trainer, 44%.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We did get a couple of personal trainer love stories.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They weren't very in-depth, but, like, started going to this PT... been together for 3 years.
Stop.
Yeah, that kind of vibe. So, like, in fairness, you're in quite close proximity.
Yeah, and that's your PT, it's kind of knowledge. So they're training you. Yeah.
Yeah, true. It's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I kind of see it. Then also, I would think, now this could be me taking this, like, way, way further than it needs to go, but when you exercise, you release endorphins, and endorphins are, like, the huge happiness that you feel mm-hmm. in your body, and they are the person who's there every time when that happens. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like over time you would start to associate them with that feeling.
Yeah, also looking good.
Yeah, they're all going to be in shape.
No. That obviously, but by you going to the gym and using a personal trainer, you're going to start looking better. Better shape, feeling better.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you might associate that. Perhaps.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I have got two stories that are kind of funny, red flag ones. Okay. And then we can, have you any?
Red flag ones?
Yeah.
Personal ones, yeah.
Oh, really? I don't think I have any personal ones.
I do. Endless.
Okay, go on.
Of stories? No, I better not. Yeah. No, I can't.
You shouldn't have said personal ones and then nobody would have known. See, I don't know. I don't really get too deep into those kinds of situations anymore. And before now, I always had like long-standing relationships. So that wouldn't have worked out with anyone who was a red flag.
Okay, and stories.
None of them had those professions, I don't think. Okay, right, so. Musician X kept cheating on me. Excuse was, it's for my music.
Nice.
Yeah, that one got me. One person did write out in, why does every man in Snickers trousers think they can put a... why does every man in Ireland think when they put on a pair of Snickers trousers they could have my baby? In brackets, they could. That made me laugh.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That made me laugh. Last one. DJ once flirted with me and my sister in the same weekend. When he texted us both, we called him out. And he tried telling both of us he thought we were both of the girls that he spoke to. This confused me until I read it a couple of times, right? Do you get... Does it make sense the way I tried to reword it so that it made sense? But, yeah, that's giving DJ.
DJ vibes.
That's giving DJ vibes. And it's also giving... They interact with drunk people so much that they forget that people will be sober at some point. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else.
I'm kind of starting to fall asleep.
Really? I did shite on for an awful long time at the beginning there.
It's
I'm
like
sorry.
80 minutes, 18, actually 17 minutes until my normal bedtime.
It's still bright outside.
I know. Doesn't help.
You're crazy. I took a 3-hour nap earlier, just before we recorded this. I know. I really want a vape right now, but I'm trying so hard at being so good.
You can do it, Bruce.
Thanks. I'm being stubborn. I'll update you next week.
Will we take odds?
No, please don't. Please don't.
Right.
Deep breaths. Okay. Another can of Coke Zero on the cards for this evening. I'm going to be 40 stone by the time.
Just Coke Zero, you'd be grand. Walk away. Zero calories. Yeah. Grand.
Okay, right, we're done. I'm tired.
Bye. Adios.
Okay, bye.